We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Vav Siv Hei says a Mechaber. Asar Liskor Chazanim Lehispal B'Shabbos V'yesh Misha Matir. The Mechaber brings two deos as to whether it is permitted or prohibited to pay for a chazan to daven for the Amud on Shabbos. The Ma'ed V'im Scharo Lashana Olachoda Shecholei Amashari. As we saw earlier, if it is being done b'havla'a, meaning you pay him to daven for the entire year, you pay him to daven for the whole month, meaning even days that aren't Shabbos, if he davens for the Amud during the week, or a Bal Korei who is paid to lane on Shabbos but also lanes during the week, so then that is permissible because he is not really receiving the money specifically for working on Shabbos. Rather, it is b'havla'a for more days. However, paying someone to do something specifically on Shabbos when it is for a Dvar Mitzvah is a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah adds from the Achronim that even according to the opinion which holds that it is permissible to pay someone to do work on Shabbos if it is for a Dvar Mitzvah, they still do not see a Siman Bracha from the money which they receive. Earlier we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish and Aleph of Kam Beis who explained that the meaning of Ein Aro Siman Bracha is that you will not see a Siman Bracha from this Malacha itself, and even if you do receive money from it, you will lose money in another area. So that is potentially what it means over here as well. However, the Archos Chaim Sapinka quotes from the Sefer Ma'orei Or that Ein Aro Siman Bracha means you will not get anything more than you need. But if you need this money in order to live, then that is fine. And you can take such Schar Shabbos according to the Manda Amar that says that Schar Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah is permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a few Achronim who say that the Minhag HaOlam is Lahakel to hire a Chazan for Shabbos. Sivav, Chavtei Shemayim Mutter L'Dabar Behem. Even though we said that it is Aser to talk about Dvarim HaAsurim, Chafatzecha, it is permissible to talk about Chavtei Shemayim, those things which are related to mitzvos, Kegon Chashbonos Shal Mitzvah, V'Lifzok Tzedakah, like figuring out how to perform a mitzvah, or how much tzedakah you want to give, L'Fakech Al Iskei Rabim, and to deal with issues relating to the Tzibur, L'Shadei Chatinok Le'Ares, and to find the Shidduch for a young girl, Ulam Do Sefer Omnos, and to teach the child Torah, or how to get a job. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even though there is a prohibition to be makdish things on Shabbos, to set things aside for the Mizbeach or the Berach HaBayis on Shabbos, it is permitted to set aside something for the shul, such as saying, I'm giving this Sefer Torah for the shul, I'm giving this crown of the Sefer Torah to the shul. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's best when you do that to state that you are doing it on Erev Shabbos and not to wait till Shabbos. However, when it comes to money, that is going to be permitted to be noder on Shabbos, to say, I'm giving $100 to Shabbos, because the whole prohibition of being makdish something on Shabbos is because it looks like Mecha Chomemplar. That's only if you take out an actual chayfetz from one rishus to another. But if you just say that you are giving a certain amount of money, that does not look like you are actually doing any business whatsoever, so it is going to be permitted. The Mishnah Berurah also points out the heter for teaching a child a job is considered to be Osek B'Mitzvah, Tzorchei Mitzvah on Shabbos, because the Gemara in Kiddushin says that if one does not teach a child how to get a job, it is like they are teaching them how to steal. So then, teaching him a job is considered to be a tzorech mitzvah.